On this episode of Between Good Podcasts, Lego Pirate Dinosaur. Hey, welcome to Between Good Podcasts, episode 98. This is your host, Mark.
Luke.
Hey, Luke. How you been?
Good.
Yeah, what's that in front of you right there?
It's a book called Pirate Dinosaur.
Yeah, so you used to write those little books all the time, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's basically a 8.5 by 11 sheet of paper that's inches for those of you who are not using the Imperial system. It's like a A4 type sheet for our European listeners. And it's folded up and then cut in a couple of places, so it makes a little 4-page book. And you remember, Luke, when that used to be your favorite thing, was to draw little picture books?
I didn't know it was my favorite thing.
Yeah, you used to like it a lot.
Yeah, back then I had good memories. Now, pretty bad.
You don't remember so much anymore?
Yeah.
Yeah, that happens when you get older. So how old are you now?
I'm 8.
Okay, you're 8. So you used to do these a lot a couple of years ago when you were 6. This one, specifically, that you sent, you used to call it Lego Pirate Dinosaur. And you drew this one when I was away from home for quite a while. And you sent it to me to, you know, keep me happy. Do you remember that?
Yes.
Yeah. So, do you remember how Lego Pirate Dinosaur came to be?
Yes.
So, okay. How was it?
Well, this is how I think. My brother has a Lego dinosaur, and he let me have it, and then I put, like, a Lego pirate hat on its back.
Yeah, that's exactly it. So he had the set that had the Lego Coelophysis, and we were very into Coelophysis at the time because we had just moved to Florida from New Mexico, and Coelophysis was the state dinosaur of New Mexico. If you're not familiar, Coelophysis looks kind of like a velociraptor from Jurassic Park, and it's about the size of the Jurassic Park velociraptors, because the real velociraptors were actually much smaller than what they depicted in Jurassic Park.
Okay.
Yeah, so you took the Lego dinosaur, the Lego Coelophysis, and put the pirate hat on it, and it became Lego Pirate Dinosaur. Do you remember playing with that?
I think so.
Yeah, you had all kinds that it was for a couple of months there, maybe almost 6 or 8 months, that you had all kinds of adventures with Lego Pirate Dinosaur. So in this book, he's walking along by the mountains, and then Lego Pirate Dinosaur jumps on his pirate ship, and then he fights, what is that, another pirate dinosaur, it looks like?
Yeah, I think so. I'm not quite sure.
Yeah, it looks like they're sword fighting by the mountains, which, that's pretty good for a 6-year-old.
Yeah, back then I didn't know how to write, so I needed help writing title, and the pages I just used zigzags for words.
Oh, zigzags, yeah. So writing these little books, though, and writing the titles helped you learn how to write, because you would ask us how to spell the words, and then we'd help you spell them out, and you'd write them down. Wasn't that cool?
Yes, in Jacob's own room.
So I looked online. I did a Google search for the words Lego Pirate Dinosaur, and that didn't come up at all anywhere, so according to Google. So that means that Lego Pirate Dinosaur, you were the first one in the world to think of it. It's an invention all your own.
Well, I'm not quite sure.
I think so, because if, generally speaking, if you have an idea, chances are somebody's thought of it already once before. But I went and searched. I couldn't find where anybody had thought about Lego Pirate Dinosaur before, so I think you're the first. That was a fun little memory. That's why I kept the book.
And what about my other books?
You did tons of books. The other one that I remember that we talk about, I don't know if I still have it anymore, was your Minecraft book that was Steve killed the monsters, except you didn't think it was important to put the words or the letters in the right order. So it ended up being the monsters liked Steve.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, that was silly.
Yeah, the last one I remember is the airplane one I made.
I don't remember that one.
I think it was for you. I'm not quite sure.
Maybe Mama has it. Yeah, I like airplanes. All right, if you have any cool Lego adventures that you thought of on your own or have written any cool little books, tell us about them at betweengoodpodcast.podomatic.com or leave a review on iTunes. That wraps it up for this episode. This has been your host, Mark.
And Luke.
And we're Between Good Podcasts.